Hallelujah. Regardless of what you are going through at the moment, just know that as the scripture has said, God said, when you pass through the fire, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. God has promised, and He is faithful to keep His promises. So, irrespective of what the economic situation is like, wherever you are, I want you to pay attention to today's meeting, because you are going to be a little bit enlightened and renewed, because there's something you need to know. The external circumstances should not determine, you know, how far you go or what you would attract as a person. The external circumstances, yes, the external circumstances should not. Hallelujah. God Almighty made you in His image and likeness, and for that purpose, He designed you in such a way that, regardless of, you know, the circumstances on the outside, you are meant to exercise dominion over it from within. You are meant to exercise dominion over whatever it is from within you. Yes. What is happening on the outside should not determine what happens to you. It is you who determines what should happen on the outside. Rather than being active, a lot of people are reactive. They react based on the unpleasant situations they see, and they thereby create the events, the following events that happen in their life as a result of what they have seen on the outside. And it is wrong. That was not the way God Almighty designed us to live. If we were indeed made in God's image and likeness, we were meant to, you know, exercise authority. We are meant to influence our world, not our world influencing us. This is the reason why in so many places in the scriptures, you hear things like, let the weak say, I am strong. Even when you are obviously weak, you should say you are strong. And that also says, where there is a casting down, you should say there is a lifting. Which means you determine what happens to you, not you accepting it. Are we together? As a matter of fact, during when Moses was giving the account of the creation, he spoke about the earth, you know, being null and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord over on the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. God determined the event that happened when He saw darkness. So we should take a cue, we should take a lesson from that. Am I communicating? We should consciously, this period, you know, not accept what the, you know, external circumstance is giving to us. Are we together? Rather than absorbing what the forces on the outside are giving to us, we should do what? Consciously, you know, speak over it. And what we speak would be what you will attract. Are we together? Hallelujah. And viewers, once again, we thank you for standing by for some time now. We have been having little challenges with the transmission, and by the grace of God, the media team professionals are able to come to the point where they have to resolve the issue. So those of you who have written to us, who have been standing by us, we know that nothing happens for nothing. Yes, nothing happens for nothing. There's somebody that the Lord needs to reach out to through this medium, but somehow the enemies felt they had their way. But God, in His infinite mercy, has decided to, you know, rescue the situation. So before I go into the message of today, I'd like to give a little bit of counsel as I'm led by the Spirit of God. Child of God, whatsoever level you are now, you once prayed for it. Any level that you once prayed for, what happened to you when you got to that level? Did you see the level as the end, or as the best thing that can happen to you, that you went to sleep? I'm asking a question. Did you see that level as everything that you felt you have arrived and you went ahead to relax? Probably the fervency you usually, you know, impute, the diligence you actually used to usually put in into your prayer life, you began to, you know, mellow down on your prayer life. Did you begin to mellow down your prayer life because you felt, oh, everything is fine, I'm okay, I'm comfortable, and you began to relax? Listen and listen carefully. If you are conversant with your Bible and you read the book of Psalms carefully, you would come to realize that the man called David was a man after God's own heart, not a man after God's hands. It was not about what God Almighty would have to offer him or give him. It was after his relationship with God. Most people, the way they have been trained is when they finally achieve something that they have longed, desired to have, they will begin to deteriorate with their relationship with God. I mean, their relationship with God begins to deteriorate. The things they once prayed for, they will not begin to pray for it again, after they must have started losing everything they felt they have achieved. Am I communicating? See, every blessing, every level comes with a bigger responsibility. Am I communicating? In fact, your breakthrough is the reason why you should double up with your prayers, because your enemies will increase. Am I communicating? Satan will directly be against you because you are trying to be big. And as a matter of fact, the level at which you used to instigate, you used to incite trouble around you when you were a little bit, you know, lower than the level you are now, the level will increase. That level, you saw it as a big level because you struggled with it. So you felt since you have broken through that level, you should go and relax. See, the devil will double up against you. Can I tell you something? It was not the powers from the Father's house of Job that came for him. Am I communicating? He has already broke through the forces of the Father's house. Are we together? It was Satan himself that came this time around, because he knew the level of Job's relationship with God. He had to go seek for God's permission. There are some forces that are fighting you that already had the permission of your forefathers to torment you. If you are done breaking free from those forces, there are still other forces you have to overcome. This one are not household enemies. Am I coming? This one is Satan himself. They are territorial spirits. Territorial spirits have something to do with the location where you now stay. Christ said, and I quote, he says, no man goes into the house of a strong man without first binding the strong man. And you and I know that the devil has been banished from heaven for quite some time before the earth was finally organized and created. Am I communicating? So he has already divided himself. He has created kingdoms. He has made himself territorial commanders to some territories. And some people have ignorantly employed him to preside and to guide their territory for them. Am I communicating? And if you are coming clean, you must have to contend with those forces there. Because every person you see has the potential of being a territorial commander. I know somebody is getting me this morning. Hallelujah. So we all need to wake up. If you think because you are a good person, nobody will come after you, you need to think again. What did Job do? Job was also a good person. He was good to all his family members, that even the people that are supposed to be against him are now for him. God's wisdom will interrupt you from thinking and superimpose his will, interrupt your own thinking process to tell you what to do. Am I communicating? That's why when you are talking, you just see something like being prompted to say, okay, do it like this. The spirit. And that's what is getting it. Listen, from the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3 to 11, 12, the Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Are we together? And he followed after the footsteps of his father David. Am I communicating? And he offered a burnt offering to God on the mountain of Gibeon. And in the night, tell everybody in the night, he had a dream. He made the sacrifice, he prayed during the afternoon, and in the night he had an encounter. When you ask for your own wisdom, how did it come? Let me tell you something. When you get home, you should read that Bible passage. After King Solomon had that encounter, he woke up from that encounter to do a feast. He celebrated the encounter. I'm not getting what I'm saying. You only celebrate birthdays of your children, yourself, having ceremony when you are doing your holy Jubilee, Diamond Jubilee, and whatever Jubilee you have. Right? Silver Jubilee. You celebrate it, sometimes you celebrate 40, you celebrate 50, you know, some of you, maybe 10 years. You know, just to celebrate yourself. But King Solomon celebrated that one singular encounter. Now, when Christ was on the mountain of Gethsemane and he was praying to God, he said, Lord, if it's your will, let this cup pass over me. He was praying there. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. An angel descended. He had another encounter. Tell me about encounter. And administered to him what? Strength that he needed to endure the oncoming persecution and tribulation. Are we together this morning? The times you prayed for wisdom, or what you prayed about, what followed? Did you have an encounter? Remember, you usually say, the God I serve is yesterday, today, and forever. Can I tell you something? He says, I am God and I change not. If God does not change, that means the encounter pattern should not what? Change. Am I communicating? You have asked for wisdom. Probably because you felt you lived with people who are wise. Isn't that what you be wise to become wise, right? You can have it by association as well.
Am I communicating? You can have vision by what? Association. But the one that comes from God, you need an encounter. That you have lived with old people who have experienced a lot is not the same as having God's wisdom. They may share their experiences with you and you'll take a cue from it. But I can tell you that encounters are not the same. Challenges do not come the same way. Now, King Solomon was seated as a king, and a woman came to make a report. Am I communicating? Of the death of her child, which he mistakenly, you know, mismanaged. And she wanted to claim the child of another person. Now, by human wisdom, since he was the first to come and make a report, the king would have felt that she cares more, right? Why don't we get it? That means she cares about that child, that's why she's coming. And that woman is trying to, you know, rob her of her rights. The king should have favored her because she came first. She came first and she has honored the king. That is enough to get into the king's head to favor her. The fact that she came at all should be the reason why the king should favor her. Am I communicating? But the king sat down. While he was seated listening to the both parties, God's wisdom interrupted him and said, let us tell them to divide the baby. God's wisdom was at work. So tell them to divide the baby and let us see how they react. He brought, you know, the knife. I wanted to kill the baby. See, no woman that loves a child genuinely will allow anybody to do what? Kill the child. The real owner of the child, no, this is my child. What is about my child? And the one who is not the owner said, divide. You cannot have a child and say they should divide that child in front of you. I get what I'm saying. Tell me about God's wisdom. See, that which Solomon had, he got it through what? Encounter. And you don't assume encounters. It used to happen effortlessly. You can't compel God to do what he's not ready to do. God does as he wills. In his what? Timing. Am I communicating this morning? The fact that I'm beginning to minister in this manner does not mean that when you leave here, you go and pray for wisdom and now assume a dream to come to you. You can assume an encounter too. An encounter is not something you assume. It comes on its own. It may not happen the first day. It may happen another time entirely. But you must have an encounter. And you should be very, very vigilant enough. You must be calm, sober, to be able to connect the kind of revelation you're having. Why is this? Why am I having this joy? The vision may come after 1 month, after you must have prayed. The one answer may come after 1 month. It may come immediately. The encounter may come. Hallelujah. Now, you prayed for the level you find yourself. You prayed that God should take you to another level. See, with every level comes a bigger responsibility. Why do you think there are people, after they have made it to a level, they will not begin to go down? Because they went to sleep, thinking that this is the highest level I've attained. Nobody has attained this in my level, in my family. Since I'm here, I think I'm okay. Because you feel you are better than everybody. You think they are okay. And you stop growing, you stop praying, you stop fellowshipping with the Spirit of God. Why communicating? Rather, you are supposed to double up. Even if nothing is pursuing you, that should be the reason why you should pray 7 times in a day. When you should pray 3 times in a day, when the blessing comes, you do what? Pray 7 times. Not thinking that when you give charity, is to come out of your prayer. You know what you're saying? What do you call this man? Job was also feasting. Man communicating with less privileged children when the house collapsed and killed his 10 children. So your charity is not enough. Charity will not make up for your relationship with God. Tell me what, they pray. They pray. We live in competition with our contemporaries that when we feel we are going to a level, when we feel we are better than everybody in a particular area, in our setting, I see that as the highest level we can go. Why was David declared the greatest king in Israel till today? Because while the relationship with God was growing, if you read Psalm 119, you will see who David is. Why communicate? If you read Psalm 119 carefully, you know how much David loved God. Say, how I love the Lord that is strong. Psalm 119 is around the last part of the book of Psalms. In the last days, this man was still gearing up his relationship with God. Relationship with God was everything to him. Now, when the Lord blesses you now, it's time to leave his presence, to not be like a prodigal son. You want to go and declare yourself, oh, the Lord has blessed me. Everybody come celebrate with me. The celebration will not take over. Why communicate? The moment of fellowship. You will not begin to say to yourself, God bless me to bless others. Giving to others is not fellowship. Altogether. If you do not spend time to acknowledge him, to bless him, create a time where you can hear from him. Not every time we spend the quiet time with God that we have to talk. There are times where we have to sit back and be quiet and just want to hear him talk to us. I want to communicate. Because relationship is not a one-sided affair. It's a two-way communication. Whereby, at least when you visit with your friends sometimes, there are days whereby you don't feel like talking. Are you? The people will be the one talking. So your relationship with God should also be seen from that angle. There are sometimes where you should fast, wait upon the Lord, without any question in your mind. Am I communicating? God is not an ambulance. Because your head asks and you shall receive. So when you are troubled, he said, call upon me when you are in trouble. And I'll answer you. Okay, seek me and I'll show you great and mighty things which you have not known. Because you know all those scriptures. You will not come with that perception and begin to blackmail God, thinking that it's only when you need him that you should talk to him. So when he also feels like talking to you, he should not talk to you. He doesn't need to talk to you. It is only you that needs to talk. And you feel when you go to church, it's only time the Lord can speak to you through a pastor. My dear, God Almighty wants to have a one-on-one relationship with you. Tell him a one-on-one. If you are not grooming your relationship with God to a point where you can hear him directly, you are deceiving yourself. Even if you are a worker in the church, you are deceiving yourself. If you do not have that hunger to want to hear from God, as you even come to church to hear the message from the throne of grace, my dear, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Am I communicating? And a lot of people are busybodies. Listen, a lot of people are busybodies that they assume a lot of things from their minds and make it seem as if God is talking to them. Am I communicating? This is why the Bible says you test every spirit. There's human spirit. The human spirit can talk to you as well. And you assume that your human spirit, listen carefully. Since God Almighty has been described to you, let me tell you how a lot of people create a false God for themselves. Since God Almighty has been described in many chapters of the Bible, since they don't know how he looks like, from their minds, they will form an image of God. Am I communicating? And that image will be telling them what they want to hear. And they will tell you, God says, God is good. God is a very, very patient God. A lot of us, we create a false God for ourselves. And when we come out to express, because we have seen how God Almighty has been described, how he speaks. So from that, our consciousness will formulate. That our consciousness will formulate the God to us. See, this is the most lucrative idol that is being served among the Christian dog. I'm not somebody getting this. Now, you wake up one day and begin to declare, because you now know how God seemed to be like. Out of that consciousness, you begin to speak that, social person cannot win the election. I'm just giving an example. See, the example of what happened in Nigeria during the elections has given you the kind of God a lot of people serve. Some people listen to the God that they have created within themselves as a result of the knowledge they have acquired. I don't know if somebody's getting this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see things as you are. This is the reason why Apostle Paul says you should test every spirit. Why the person has come to tell you that something is dropping in my spirit. That it sounds correct, that it sounds right, does not mean it is correct. We all need to wake up from this myopic kind of Christianity we do in Nigeria and in some part of the world as well. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard some people teach about the fact that burning incense is demonic? You hear a lot of things. You say the burning of incense is demonic. If you don't burn incense, how do you want the presence of the environment to be conducive for angels to dwell? When you are the judge of the jungle, you judge everything you come across. How do you feel the angels will also find the environment conducive as well? The angels do not reside or come close to anyone that lives in resentment, judgment, condemnation of others, and strife. Am I communicating? You find pleasure in putting others down, putting those who were made in God's image and likeness down every time in order for you to feel good and okay because of your insecurities. And you now create the false form, F-A-L-S-E, false form of angel that will be descending and ascending around you as well. There is wahala. Listen, the reason why it is possible for you to create those false forms of angels is because we are made in God's image and likeness. In other words, what you imagine, you are creating. Am I communicating? You have the angel Yusuf. Most of the angels you create is what? Any angel that you imagine from the point of strife, wickedness, grudge, and putting others down is angel what? Yusuf. You will be seeing the angels coming. You'll be imagining that the angels are coming. But it's angel Yusuf. I don't know if I'm saying. And funny enough, the angels will be very active. My communicate. And funny enough, another thing that will happen to you is that you are now the idol now. You are the creator of your own reality. You are the creator of your own spirit realm. You know what you will do? You start aging fast. Am I communicating? You start doing what? Aging fast. And you see that's a sign of spirituality. At the age of 34, 36, 37, start having white beards. People will now greet you. Bless you, sir. Am I communicating? When you are 50, you're already bent. And your father that is in the village, who's not as spiritual as you, who you used to look down on, is 87 and 86 street. You are just sitting there like this. Because you are always busy. You have become toxic to yourself. Am I communicating? In the name of creating false images around yourself. And funny enough, you'll be carrying that aura. Funny enough, there will be results. You cast demons out. You know you are created in God because we are actually made in God's image. Like this. Somebody get to know this one. What is God? Hallelujah. Somebody bless this money.
Yes.
Tinubu is a drug dealer. Who was David? The first wife of David, Abigail, is not somebody's wife. The second wife is not somebody's wife. Bathsheba is not somebody's wife. Abigail is not somebody's wife. It was going to heaven. You know, David asked me in Bible quiz, who is the wife of David? Say, Abigail. You name your child Abigail. Oh, wife of David. Abigail was once married. David knew he was what? Married. He first saw her when he was what? Married. Am I communicating? I'm not encouraging, what do you call it? What do you call that thing? Is it adultery? Okay, adultery. I'm not encouraging adultery. But I'm telling you, if Tinubu is a drug dealer, David is a wife's matter. He did it the first time, the second time, and he said, a man after. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways. He says the distance between the heaven and earth, so our thought compared to his.
If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well, with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio, with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.